This is Iconic.
Welcome to Iconic, where we talk about all things 13 page. I'm your host, JM, and with me as always are Nick, Becca, and Mark.
Hey.
Hello.
Howdy.
Those pauses between each of your responses get larger and larger as the season goes on, and I just have to keep cutting them out. So this week, we have a great episode for you. We are actually doing our season finale. This is the last episode of season 5, and we're going to be previewing what is coming down the road in season 6. So we're going to be looking back at season 5, looking forward to season 6, and sharing some bittersweet news about the Iconic podcast. But let's start by jumping into our season 5 retrospective. We covered a lot of things in season 5. We covered Foundry as a virtual tabletop. We covered how to use game props at your table, how we use game props at our table. We talked about Briar Elves. We revisited One Unique Things. We brought Jenny on the show to kind of help us see 13th Age again through fresh eyes. We had more interviews and we had more live shows. I think we've had more live shows this season than we've ever attempted to do before. And so far, they have been received rather positively. Do you guys have any favorite moments or episodes from this season and kind of what we talked about? Go ahead, Becca.
We got to interview my best friend, Rob, again, and Rob was able to share some more trade secrets with us this time, which was just a joy. He was surprised that he got to share so much, and it's not because I coerced him.
No, it was. I loved the fact that when we did that episode, there was enough things close to coming out that he was able to talk a lot more freely about things that we may not have been able to talk about beforehand. So that was a great episode. Nick, what about you?
Yeah, when I look back over the list of topics that we covered in the season, I was kind of surprised because I was like, this, I remember doing this, but it didn't seem like it was that long ago. but some of the, I guess, probably the three topics or episodes that I appreciated the most or enjoyed doing the most was the GM book review that we did. I still think that was an excellent book. It's there on my counter, and it's a good resource to have. I also enjoyed doing the discussion we had on adapting 13th Age to different genres. So not just the high fantasy, but if you want to do something, you know, in sci-fi or post-apocalyptic or something like that, how you'd adapt it. Because I love the 13th Age rule set as well as the world. But, you know, that was another favorite episode that we did. And then I really enjoyed the one we did where we talked about what it would look like to have a scenario surrounding the Narnian haunted house. Mm-hmm. That was a concept given to us by one of our patrons. And, you know, as we talked in that episode, it kind of forced us to think inside the box. And I enjoyed the things that we came up with as part of that. So yeah, those are probably my top three shows that we did.
I limited it to two. I like the live show. I thought that was a lot of fun, just being less scripted and just talking about it and having interaction, and minotaurs, because I love minotaurs.
Yes.
Ever since long, you know, was it in the 60s when you had the sword and sandal movies and minotaur and Sinbad movies, minotaurs are just so cool.
Yeah.
So, I really enjoyed that.
I enjoyed editing that episode, even though I was not a part of that episode because of, I don't even remember. Oh, we were moving. I do remember what was going on then. I enjoyed all of those discussions. I actually enjoyed the fact that we did another Foundry episode because Cody and the other guy reached out to us, and it was just for Cody and Matt kind of listened to our episode because they're such big 13th Age fans. And they're like, hey, we're making changes. We're updating it. You had some good points. Can we come on and talk about what has changed? And I really enjoyed that. But I think my favorite one, I liked the live episode, Mark. Like all of the episodes we talked about, I really enjoyed our designing exciting battlefields episode. And I think that's why I kind of want to go back and kind of revisit it and make sure that I'm going through that checklist on all of my new games going, all right, how am I making this dynamic and exciting? We have had a lot of fun good interviews. We've been talking about 13th Age for 5 years, and I don't think it's revealing.
Unbelievable.
I know, right? We've done five seasons of 13th Age. We brought Becca on end of season two, beginning of season three, and then brought her on full time as a host. We've been trying new formats and new things. And I think it's safe to say that for a game that we love so much and we run so much, we have hit a point where we have talked a lot about 13th Age. We've revisited some topics several times. There have been several times this season where one of us will propose a topic for the show and another one will go, "No, we did that in season two." No, we didn't. Oh, no. Look at that. We did. So in talking about season six, I'm going to have to come up with a new intro because we're not going to take a break from 13th Age for season six. We're still going to cover the new books that are coming out. We're still going to cover interviews with Rob as it comes up. But for season six, we kind of talked amongst ourselves and we decided that we wanted to make a couple of changes. One, we want to let our creativity with 13th Age kind of renew and recharge. And we also want to experiment with some new formats. So the first thing I want to kind of talk about is we're going to change the format for season six. And what we're going to do is we're going to do a live Twitch show where we discuss our topic for the month. People can come on, they can interact with us. If you're one of our patrons, we'll submit. You'll still get the outlines. You'll still get the advanced episodes. We're just going to try and drive some more views to the Twitch channel before we put it out in podcast form. We're going to try and do that on a set day. So you guys, much like Exploring Glorantha or the Grand Campaign or Behind the Screen, you guys can know, hey, it's the first Sunday of the month. Iconic is going live with their topic for the month. And if you don't want to do that, do not worry. We are not changing the releasing of our shows. There may just be a little bit of a gap when we start getting the queue filled going forward, kind of changing this format. You guys have anything you wanted to say about kind of that format change before we go on to the next thing?
I'm excited about it. I always enjoy reading the chat when we are on Twitch and gaming. So mm-hmm. having fans interact with us while we're able to do these podcasts will be fun.
Yeah.
Also, new things.
New things are always fun. They're always a good way to kind of get more creativity going, because when you're focused on something else, it allows what you were previously sort of stuck on, if you will, to sort of percolate and let your subconscious kind of bubble up and go through with that. Now, the other thing we're going to do is we're going to try to do some actual plays of what we're going to be talking about in season six. And so that's kind of what we're going to announce here at the season finale of season five, is that season six, we're still going to cover 13th Age as new books release, as new projects come out and are announced. We'll talk with Rob. We're still going to have him on. But we love Pelgrane as a company. It's not just 13th Age. Kind of doing 13th Age for five seasons, we've developed a rapport and a relationship with the people at Pelgrane. And so we kind of talked with them about this. And we're going to take a break and we're going to focus Iconic in season six on another great Pelgrane game system. Mark, do you want to kind of make the announcement of what we're going to be talking about?
I was ready to pop in with the question when you announced that we're going to get into Gumshoe, and I was going to ask, so what is Gumshoe? This is a quick snippet because we're going to have a lot to talk about it, but for those new, what is Gumshoe, JM?
I'm glad you asked, Mark. We could have made that segue a little better, but I'm going to leave all of this in. So Gumshoe is it's probably as close to a house system for Pelgrane as anything else. A house system meaning all of their games sort of running on the same engine. So sort of like how most of the games at Chaosium use the D100 basic RPG system, Gumshoe is sort of the Pelgrane system. And Gumshoe is a game that is designed to make mystery games interesting. Robin Laws, one of the original designers, was tired of running games where the players had to find a clue to get to the next scene and failing all of their perception checks. So it's designed with the idea that the fun of an investigation is not finding the clue, but putting the clues together and solving the mystery. And so a lot of the mechanics revolve around that. And so they actually have multiple systems, but we're going to cover three over the course of season six. We're going to start off season six with kind of our normal season opener, but we're actually going to discuss what is Gumshoe and provide a bunch. There's a bunch of free resources. We're going to, like, much like when we were starting with 13th Age, and actually possibly better than when we started with 13th Age, because when we started with the Iconic podcast, Nick and I knew that we enjoyed listening to podcasts, not how to build a good one. So for those of you who have been fans since the beginning, thank you for bearing with us through the, what I can only imagine are the very rough growing pains of season one. But so the three games we're going to cover, and kind of in this order, we're going to cover Trail of Cthulhu, which is a Lovecraftian horror mystery investigation game. Mark is making the Cthulhu tentacle symbol, which you can't see because this is audio. But in season six, if you were watching it live, you would be able to see. Now, I will say, just as a side note, for season six, we're only going to keep the live episodes up for a week. We're not going to post them to YouTube. So it is going to be a, if you can tune in when it's live, awesome. And if not, enjoy the podcast. But we're going to kind of, we're going to have that as a benefit. We're going to cover Knights Black Agents, which Mark is very excited about. Mark, do you want to give the brief pitch for Knights Black Agents?
So Knights Black Agents is about Bram Stoker's Dracula. And instead of being a novel, it's history. It's a redacted report on special operators who deal with Dracula. I don't want to spoil it, but it deals with, and it's supposed to be more of reality. This is what happened, and this is a synopsis, and we'll just play it off that it's a story, but it's a redacted black helicopter report type thing, and set in different time frames if you want to do it.
So. Yeah, that's the big campaign. Yeah, as Mark said, it's basically like spies versus vampires, and why would you not love spies versus vampires? And the last one is Swords of the Serpentine, which the PDF is out. You can pre-order it on Pelagran Press's website. We're going to wait till doing that until the end of the year so that we can show off the physical books and kind of show off it in all of its glory. But it is essentially sort of a pulp fantasy. Think Lankmar, Conan. I would argue that, like, The Lies of Locke Lamora, that sort of genre of action pulp heist hero and set in a single city, that's Swords of the Serpentine. And so you're basically going to get a look at three different interpretations of Gumshoe, like a classic Lovecraftian investigative game, high action spy thriller, and pulp fantasy heroics. So now that we kind of talked about Gumshoe, what are you guys excited about for it seeing in season six?
That's Black Agent.
Mark's gonna power through Trail of Cthulhu just to get to Knights Black through. Agents.
And I like the Lovecraftian Cthulhu thing. It's good. But we played it a couple times to try it out, and I enjoyed it thoroughly as I played. I can't remember his name, but he was a German GSG-9 special operator that was recruited and didn't realize, wait, I'm not fighting humans? Got very weird. Very good game.
I was going to say, and this might be a spoiler for like your next comment, I'm excited that not only are we going to review these games, but we are going to be live streaming playing these games and trying them out, which will be fun because I always like to try new games to see what they are.
And that's, I mean, you don't have, it's not a spoiler. That's going to be, I appreciate you bringing that up because we're also going to try and include some of our patrons in these live, these actual plays of the Gumshoe games of Trail of Cthulhu, Knights Black Agents, and Swords of the Serpentine. So if you are a patron, we will send out invites. They will be weighted to the higher tiers first, but as we need seats, we'll just continually backfill them down. Nick, is there anything that you're looking forward to hearing or seeing about Gumshoe going forward in season six?
Well, seeing as I have zero experience or really any understanding of Gumshoe other than, you know, what we've talked about, I'm looking forward to learning a new system. It is, I always like realizing that there's more than one game out there, you know, and it, there's never a one shoe fits all. Although in this case, maybe gumshoe fits all.
Ooh,
there
I was just going to think that that was or say that that was a well thought out pun.
So the learning of the new system, hearing how, you know, hearing about the pros and cons of it, how it plays out, and then actually being able to witness it in a game format, I think is going to be a really good way of tying in that theoretical discussion, understanding of it, and then the actual practical discussion and understanding of it. And I think that the combination of those two is going to blend really, really, really well together.
Sadly, as we bring season five to a close, I did foreshadow that there was a bittersweet moment here. And the bittersweet moment is that this is Nick's last season with Iconic. Now, I'll let Nick kind of talk about that, but like as I was saying, like I was thinking back over the last, it's not 5 years because we took a hiatus after our first season, but I remember, you know, we were listening to Skywalker Studios' Numenera podcast because we were playing in my Numenera game and I got 13th Age and we were like, well, maybe we could try this. We ended up being on his show talking about 13th Age and Numenera. And then we brought Mark in about halfway through season one and you and I were doing, we were killing ourselves. We were doing like two regular episodes and two bonus episodes every month. And we both had a point where we had to take a break. And then after a couple of years, we were like, we miss it. Let's come back to it. When we started this, we were in your studio. And then we ended up having to figure out how to do this remotely. And then we brought Becca in and I moved away. It's been a lot of fun. But I figured, like, is there anything you want to share or can share about why you're stepping away? You don't need to feel like you need to share anything. And then maybe kind of talk about your favorite moments of Iconic and maybe what it's meant to you. And then we can kind of talk about just our thoughts and having you in the show. And hopefully we're going to get you on the actual plays in Gumshoe as we kind of, if schedules align going forward. But I'm just going to be quiet and turn this over to you for the next several minutes, Nick.
Yeah, and hopefully, you know, while I'm gone, hopefully I'm not forgotten, and hopefully there will be maybe a reappearance here or there, and who knows. Yeah, I was also doing a little bit of retrospective, just thinking through all of this, and I remember listening through podcasts, talking about podcasts, and then having this realization of, oh, we could do that. And as an added bonus, I had an actual recording studio in my workplace that we could use. So it, you know, worked out well. But yeah, then we quickly realized that two people on a podcast has some inherent weaknesses with it. So bringing Mark on in that first season and then Becca on later in season two or three, you know, I think that did a really good job of rounding out the hosts on the show. And you're right. That first season that we did, I went back and looked, we released 55 episodes that first season.
There's more than
somehow
one a week.
We released more than one a week. And I don't know how we did it. It's not a surprise that we overdid it, kind of burnt ourselves out a bit and needed a hiatus. And when we came back with season two, you know, a few years later, I think that we came back with a better understanding, a better set of expectations mm-hmm. of what it was going to take to actually do this. I know something that has served as a motivator for me from the very beginning and all the way through these 8 years that we've been doing these five seasons. It was the desire to create something mm-hmm. for the benefit of others. And for me, being a co-host on this podcast really has been an awesome way for me to do that. It's been an awesome way for me to feel like I have helped create something for the betterment of our listeners. Mm-hmm. And I really do think that we've created something wonderful with this podcast. This act of creating the podcast with you all, with the three of you, as well as all of our listeners and our patrons, really has been a wonderful experience for me. And it's shaped and changed me as well. It's not just a matter that we've created this, but I've benefited personally from this. Just as a minor example, and I've mentioned this in the past, but I don't know if I would have ever moved beyond just being a player in a role-playing game to actually stepping into the role of a GM mm-hmm. had it not been for this show. Both as a way to experience what was being discussed, but then also as a way of putting into practice the very advice that we were giving out to others. You know, I've been able to move to the other side of that screen and run a lot of games and a couple of campaigns. And that's one way of among many that I've grown and changed and become better myself as a result of that. And going back to why we took the hiatus, one of the factors was it was because we were a little bit burnt out, but also it was a season of change in our lives. There's a lot of stuff going on. And right now I'm finding myself currently entering in or already in a little bit another season of life changing. And so because of that, just need to take a step back. A couple of months back, our family grew again. And so there's a lot of adjustment with that, a lot of juggling of different things with an infant and other kids and figuring out how to balance all of that. While I'm stepping away as a co-host, this show will certainly always be near and dear to my heart. And like I said, I really do hope that I'll be able to make a reappearance at some point in the future. Who knows? I guess in closing, I just want to say thank you, JM. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Becca. And thank you for all of our listeners for helping make this show what it is and for letting me play a part in that. And yeah, thanks to all of our listeners for tuning in every other week and listening to us talk about this game that we love so much.
Well, yeah, I think first and foremost, I'm with you, Nick. Like this thing, the show has changed me. And again, just a huge, huge thanks to our listeners. Even in season one, when we didn't have the Patreon and we weren't thinking about anything, you guys were so responsive. We got the feedback from the contest, which led to a 8-year friendship with Evan. I'm a different person. I now have a different job because we started this podcast. There have been times where we've overdone it. There have been times where you guys get to see the polished final thing. There's a lot of birthing pains bringing episodes out, but it is a joy to work with every one of the hosts, including Nick. And this wouldn't have gotten off the ground initially had it not been for you and I kind of starting this. And again, you had the resources and you were. I mean, that first season, man, like it was, okay, here are the two new books. Like, I mean, we were doing like multiple book reviews in a month. So it was like, cool. Next month, these are the two and a half to 300 page RPG books or adventures that we're going to review. So head down, focus, kind of get it out. In addition to all of the prepping for 13th Age. Mark, Becca, anything you want to add to this?
You know, thanks for bringing me on. And I hope it's not the last that we see of Nick. Hopefully he can join as a guest or maybe come back sometime in the future when life gets normal, if it ever gets normal again. And I'm hoping you can continue with the online game that we do because we all love to game mm-hmm. and hang out. And really, the choice of game doesn't matter. We just like hanging out with our friends. So it's been great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you so much for inviting me on to be a guest host and then deciding I could stick around a little bit longer. I've really appreciated it. And it's wild how something as simple as the whimsical desire to start a podcast can change lives so drastically. So. Mm-hmm. I appreciate all the work you guys have done for so many years.
Well, that brings us to the end of our season 5 retrospective. As I said, we may not be back in 2 weeks. It may be 3 weeks before the podcast drops because we're going to announce on the website. We'll announce on the Discord and we may push a little episode live just to let people know when we're going to record our first live episode talking about Gumshoe. So keep an eye on the podcast stream for that. We'll get that up and running. And Nick, to quote the dead, what a strange, long, strange trip it has been. But we wish you well in all of your future endeavors. I really hope that we're going to be, I think we've established you're going to be able to stay in the Iconic game. Hopefully, if schedules work out, you'll be able to come and you're going to be our first person that we knock on the door for when we get to our actual play episodes. And hopefully going forward, we're going to get to enjoy more time around the table hanging out together. So we will be back in the near future with the start of season 6 and our overview of what is Gumshoe from both a player's and a GM's perspective. So to everyone who supports us, to everyone who is a patron or a listener or a commenter or a viewer or a member on our Discord, thank you for your support. In season 5. Thanks to Rob for coming on and doing interviews with us. Thanks to Pelgrane for their support of the show. We could not do this without everyone else. We are just the tip of the iceberg, the actual Iconic work is then the energy for doing this show is really provided by our listeners. So thank you all for everything that you have done to support us, and thanks for listening. So we'll be back in 3 weeks, and until then, stay safe, stay healthy, and stay gaming.
And if you'd like to support the show, you can do so by becoming a patron at patreon.com/iconicpodcast.
Well, you've been listening to the Iconic Podcast.
If you have any questions, comments, or feedback, you can contact us at iconicpodcast@gmail.com or call and leave a voicemail at 720-924-1706.
And be sure to check out iconicpodcast.com for news, updates, and new episodes.
Thanks for listening.